Day Street Books and Harper Audio present Life's Too Short, a memoir by Darius Rucker with Alan Eisenstock. This is Darius Rucker. In memory of my mother, Carolyn, who always encouraged me to sing, and for my family, who means everything to me, life's too short, get to living. I've been lost, I've been found. I've left my mark on my little bitty town. If I ever get to heaven, I'm going to have a story to tell. Got some parts going to make you laugh, some parts going to make you cry, some pages I wish I could tear out. But I ain't going to lie, because it's the story of my life. Story to Tell, Darius Rucker, Ross Copperman, Ashley Gourley. Introduction, Pieces of My Life, Elvis Presley. Music. Seems obvious, I suppose, but when I think about my life, telling my story, that's what it's all about. From the beginning until now, the music. Not the fame or the fun or the crowds or the career or the sex, drink, drugs, and money. No, the music. In fact, if I look back at my life and I try to see into my past, everything seems blurry. At least at first. I have to squint and blink away the haze so I can visualize the events that shaped me and the people who meant so much to me. I start to see clearly the people who swept through my life, for better or for worse. Most of them giving so much to me, a couple of them taking a part of me. At first, I don't really see them. I can't make out their faces. Then I lean in my past and I hear something, a sound begins, reverberating in my mind, faintly at first, then louder, and I realize what it is. Music. I start to hear it. It comes on, pours into me, songs. I hear the songs, the melodies, chords, harmonies, lyrics. Then as all those elements fill in, I start to hear something more. I begin to hear the stories that make up the songs, the stories that the songs tell. Gradually, everything starts to clear up. A fog lifts. I look back, and through the music, I can see. When I say look back, I'm talking way back. 50-plus years when I was a kid, man. A little kid. 4 years old. I started to hear the music then, that long ago. I heard the music loud and clear. I hear it now. I hear it always. The music would float around me, then flow into me, zap through my body like an electric charge and lift me. I would soar. I would fly. I'm 4 years old, sitting at our kitchen table, my head bent over, leaning into the radio, listening, even as I'm surrounded by other sounds, other voices, my mother, my grandmother, my sisters, my brother. But I wouldn't hear them. I wouldn't even be there. I would be someplace else. Lost in the music, devoured by the sound, transported by the songs. It's always, always about the music. Specifically certain songs, each one have a profound effect on me. To paraphrase the sage and soulful Ronnie Spector, each one of those songs is a little piece of my life. That's why I need to tell you my story through the songs that meant the most to me. The songs that coursed through my life. The songs that formed me. That took me higher, deeper, farther than any words, visual image, vision, or dream could take me. When a song hit me, my life stopped. I would hear a song at age 5 or 10 or 15 or 20, and I would listen to it, and that's all I would do for hours. Sometimes for days, I wouldn't just listen to the song. I would live that song. I would hear a song, and I would listen to it again and again and again. I would lose track of time, of space. I would become submerged in that song. The song would become my world. This book is about my life as told through those songs. Songs that took me away, starting at a ground level. Living in a poor but happy home, never wanting much more. Enjoying what I had, even when times got tough, because I had my escape, my refuge, I had my music, my songs. Songs that nobody else in my life could hear, at least not in the way I could. The songs would take me to places I could never dream. I would feel myself rising to heights I could never imagine. Daring myself to stare at the height and then go higher and higher and higher until I arrived at a place I never knew existed. I found myself flying, floating, and then after a while, I would start teetering, and I would begin to fall. Then I'd plummet, end over end, hurtling back down, somehow barely preventing a head-first crash into the earth. More than once, and then again, I'd envelop myself.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?